Hey, what's going on? It is episode 284 of the Hey My Man podcast. This is Dave.
This is Ben.
The music you just heard is the band When Thieves Are About. They are the intro as well as the outro, so check them out. I will put a link to all their social media in the episode like I've been doing so far. All along. Whatever.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'll do. That's fine. You sound like, have you ever seen UHF?
Yeah.
You sound like Weird Al when he has that show after his wife leaves him, and he's just like, here's a show about a coyote who was repeatedly mocked and maimed by a roadrunner. I hope you enjoy it.
You know what? In the vein of my wife, I hope that your Weird Al thing takes off.
Which one?
I don't know. When I say your and then somebody else's thing, it has me pleasantly annoyed that we are down to the final four, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two of those are my brain in Yelp reviews and your interpretation, exact copy of Borat.
Yeah. Well, we had a lengthy discussion. There's two schools of thought. One school is...
F you, America. Just do seriously. Wow. I mean, this goes back to, you know, Wayne's, all these movies that were quotable. I shouldn't be surprised.
No. Well, here's the deal, man. There's two schools of thought. There are people that like Borat so much that they think a line from Borat is the best thing ever.
Excellent.
There's that school of thought that people just like that so much. The second school of thought is, I think it was too lengthy, but it should have been, instead of my wife, it should have been Ben's persistence and willingness to not let it die. I've been doing it for years.
That's bogus.
But the thing is, it's not about my wife being so funny, because that's not, him going like, my wife, yeah, I like it. I enjoy it.
I wrote with
I enjoy
it,
more throwing grenades into your stories with my wife, because it's fun and it's funny. And here's the deal. And we were talking
about this. I hope that's why you people like.
We were talking about this. Yeah, I do too.
Nothing else is acceptable.
We were talking about this earlier this week. If I said like my wife and you started laughing and like the room erupted with laughter, like I would probably stop doing it. I'd be like, you guys took the piss out of it. See. But I like that it's just a, you know,
just keep rolling on.
It's just it shouldn't be. It doesn't need to be on show. Maybe it should be on show.
I'm just saying. Like, this goes back to, you remember the stupid ad? It was like a Bud Light one where it's like, "What's up?" Like,
yes.
I guarantee you and your buddies did that forever.
No, but the thing is with my wife is that once it takes on its own thing, then it now becomes. It's got a new. It's reborn. It's got a, it went into chrysalis and it came out a beautiful butterfly. And that butterfly is on this show. And that butterfly is in the final four right now. And it's going up against getting massaged by a dude. And it is dominating.
Wait. My wife is up against?
That's correct.
Up against massaged by dude.
That's correct.
So you're up against yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fact that I got massaged by a dude apparently is not as impressive as the fact that I repeat his catchphrase. But even if you hate it,
I do.
I implore other people, just try
it. I didn't. In fact, in the beginning, if you guys remember, if you go all the way back, I played the little Borat music every time you said it, which was that. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And then I stopped doing it, and then when I thought, well, I'll take the music out, and then he'll just be like, oh, I guess we're not doing that anymore. Nah, you went hard in the paint.
But in my utopia is that I create five or six more new ones, and then our conversation is now just so littered with little things that it becomes...
Like a baritone, my wife?
Yeah, no, I also mean different ones. Like, from other people. I don't want to retire my wife, but it could take a back seat and something new needs to come up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Remember, I was doing Dangerfield for a while?
Yeah. Hey, you guys are all right.
Like, you know what I mean?
I do.
So
looks good on you, though.
Hey, it looks good on you. Yeah, you get a free bowl of soup. So, like, if free bowl of soup catches on, good. And then we have a conversation. There's meat to it. And then my wife, and looks good on you. These are all condiments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you, sir, would miss the sandwich without said condiments on them.
My wife says this all the time. She, like, anything she does that I get annoyed by, she goes, you know what? One day, and she doesn't talk like this, but this is just how I hear it.
She goes,
in my heart, she's like, when I'm gone, you're going to miss it. I don't do this anymore.
Right,
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
No, technically I'm three out of the four last, but again, I, you know what? It's not, listen to the lyrics of My Sharona.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. It doesn't matter what he's talking about, right?
No.
The lyrics of Teen Spirit, nobody knows. Nobody really cares. No. It's about why and how and what it makes you feel when it's said. And that goes with My Wife. And that also goes with Dave's Yelp reviews.
Pretty sweet.
Dave's Yelp reviews against Ben's Yeah But Still defense. Yeah But Still is not that clever, but it's like, hey, it's the spirit. It's how it's carried. There's a certain je ne sais quoi. So as we're recording this, the final four in real life and in our March Badness poll is not quite finished, but it looks like Dave's Yelp reviews is going to, unless something in the last 2 minutes of hot action happens, it looks like it's going to be Dave's Yelp reviews against My Wife, which is beautiful because it's your blood, sweat, or at least blood and tears put into these Yelp reviews that may or may not be received the way you would like them to be. And it's my stupid catchphrase that is effortless, but received
okay, so yours way, is,
but received better than I would like it to be.
You're holding on to that. You're hoping people like the fact that you keep saying this thing and I try to avoid acknowledging it. And that's why it's funny. Versus my Yelp reviews, which I assume people are going, I like those Yelp reviews. But really, they could be like, I don't like those Yelp reviews, and I think it's a huge waste of time, but I'm going to encourage him to waste his time. I don't know. I just don't know where people are coming from on how they're voting, and I hope they know where they're coming from, because if the day of reckoning comes and you are put to task on why you did what, and that may be next week at your show, if I make a special appearance, which I do plan on being.
You mean
there.
April 17th at Byway Brewery. Yeah, baby. Two sets. First is 80s, second is 90s.
Yeah, I want to hear firsthand. Now, don't all rush up to me at one time. I need space. But if you want to send a kite or some sort of a note with a waitress or waiter to my table, I will acknowledge one at a time.
Okay. Okay, what are you going to acknowledge what?
I'm saying if I want to know if somebody says this is why I picked what I picked, let me justify it.
You know why, dude? Is because
Dave's
Yelp reviews. Okay, here's what it is. You're Mozart, okay? I'm going to grant you a lot of leverage. I'm going to give you a lot of room. You are classical music. Dave's Yelp reviews are meticulously thought out and they are penned with a lot of heart and emotion, and he puts his brain to the test. And he puts his medulla oblongata to the lead. And that's all fine and good. And a lot of people appreciate that. But everybody likes My Sharona because it's fun. It comes down to it's fun. Vote however you want. Speaking of fun, dude, I had a absolute. Now, I don't normally do this. I normally pick a side and stay with it forever and never change no matter what. But I changed on something, dude. I was swayed on something at 4 a.m. I got swayed. So my son's been waking up. I couldn't sleep the night. I was just whatever. My son's been waking up in the middle of the night and calling me. And then I get up like in a crazy panic and I start grabbing firearms. I going, what is it? And he's like, I just woke up, you know? Yeah.
Is he sleep talking your name?
No, he calls. He'll be like, you know, he'll call me from the other room. Dad. And I come over there, but like in a panic tone.
Dude, so creepy.
What?
It's almost as creepy as
I didn't say he was a doll with who has black eyes sitting on a shelf.
Who has the night terrors. I don't want to be woke up in the night every night routinely by someone alarming me.
But yeah, that's what's happening. So I run in the room. I'm like, what is it? And he's like, I'm thirsty. Like, it's little mundane. So now we're doing these talks. That's not the point. Point is, he got me up at like, cats woke me up at 1. He woke me up at 2. Cats woke me up at 3. He woke me up at 4. I was just like, I was up. I'm up for the day. So I'm sitting on the couch instead of, I'm supposed to be making my lunch.
Taking notes.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be making my lunch, getting things ready, blah, 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 right? But I was like, well, I'm up way early, so I have a little bit of time. So one of the things is like, I'm on Facebook now, and I used to be heavy on Twitter, and I don't do Twitter much anymore, and I have an Instagram, and I don't really do it much. But everybody's like, dude, you got to add me on the Grum. The Grum is so great. 10-8 memes, the coffee and sarcasm guy. He's like posting tons of stuff on IG. And so I said, all right, let me start dabbling a little more. Okay, I know I'm the oldest man in the world, but what does IG have to offer, right? So I never watched videos. I just basically posted pictures of my kids,
which is, I know it's lame.
Boo.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it. Because I was like, I don't, that's why it was boring right. to me. I got in there so like my family could see it. But I would post pictures of whatever when we're podcasting and I would look at my mentions and that's it. I didn't do much else. I never looked at the video part. Well, I started looking at the video and they, this is how I sound like the, I'm definitely the oldest man in the world, right? They started showing me nonstop pictures. Now, I understand that if you look up something, it'll keep showing you that same thing. I didn't look this up. I just put it on videos. All right. You know about shuffling dances and stuff, right?
No, what's that?
You know, the, I mean, videos, I may, but I don't. The videos where people do these choreographed dances and they do them in the street and they do them in the living room. They do them on a porch. Why do you say
shuffling?
Because it's a shuffle challenge.
Okay, yeah. I didn't.
Let me, can I play a song for you? And then I don't know if you want to just chop it and put it. Let's get to, all right. This song right here. It plays this song and the beat kicks in, dude. In the first half of the videos, they show you slowly. They show you the tutorial. Here's how you do your left foot. Here's how you do your right foot. Here's how you do your left knee, right knee. Then the beat comes in and they're off to the races, baby. And at first I'm like, oh, stupid TikTok dances. Like, oh, these are so dumb. Like, why are these people wasting their, oh, that was pretty good, you know? And I'm going through and I'm like, oh, this is another one. It's the same song over and over. Like this, and by the way, it took me like 5 days to find the song. Couldn't find it. So, and I'm like, oh, this is so dumb. Like this is some girl in her garage. And I'm like, well, that was pretty good though. Next thing you know, I liked a few of them. Endless stream, the same song, the same dance. And I was like, yeah, this is stupid. I go, but they all look so happy.
My Sharona, dude.
It was all beautifully shot. Most people that do it are fit. Mm. I saw father-son combos. I saw mother-daughter combos.
What are you suggesting?
I am suggesting that perhaps I judged a bit quickly on dances, Instagram dances, TikTok dances, TikTok challenges, shuffles. Yeah, they're stupid and they're dumb and they're pointless and there's no point and they shouldn't be making tons of money off these, but they're not hurting anybody. And I listened to the song for like 2 hours there. I just kept playing it like a crazy person. I just kept playing it. And now I'm making pancakes this morning. I'm playing it on the speaker in the kitchen. Both of my kids are pretending, they don't even have TikTok, by the way. None of us in the house do. They're pretending to make up their own dances. Everyone's dancing to the same song. It's called Friendship or something. They're all dancing. And then I just thought, how could this be so bad?
It's another Hey My Man podcast exclusive.
Well, let me let you in on a little secret. You don't have to have TikTok. If your kids are watching YouTube, there are YouTube channels which will have a bunch of the TikTok stuff in it. Like someone will take a 20-minute video and put all these TikTokers dancing to those specific dances. So they may come across it regardless of having TikTok.
Okay.
I find that with my kid. My daughter is 9, you know. She's like, oh, I know that's a TikTok. I'm like, you don't have TikTok. She's like, yeah, I saw it on YouTube, though.
Right. So right. They do make compilation videos.
Instagram, too. You'll see TikTok videos on Instagram, and then Instagram has Reels, which is like their version of TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But,
dude, it's called Friendships by Pascal Le Touron.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest song ever. It just goes that it's all, right, that's over and over. Dun, 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 dun. And it's amazing. They do slowly to show you how, and they'll have little captions that say left foot, right foot. And then when the music kicks in,
boom. Would you consider having your kids dance to it and post it on our Facebook page for many likes?
Oh, for 4 likes? Yeah, well, my kids are box office poison, for one. That's been established. My kids are.
I've never seen two more adorable kids that no one cares to see. Or so you know what's funny? All over the, you know, people post. I tell my son just got on Facebook finally after all these years. I was like, you're 16 now, whatever. Like,
I know, and, I keep saying it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm like, now it's inviting you to be his friend?
No.
Oh, I was just
it's
like,
just
at,
there.
At this point, I'm like, nobody else is on TikTok. There's nothing scandalous happening there on Facebook, excuse me. So I was like, you could be on it, whatever. Because, you know, everybody's doing stuff on other ones.
You want to talk to everybody's parents?
Yeah, so.
Get on.
He gets on there and he's like, oh, he's like, I put this and like all these people like it and all, you know, aunts and uncles. I go, you just like the roast beef, you know, you could pull anything and anybody's baby. Everyone feels compelled to leave a positive comment. Everybody can, you know, whether it's cars, you get a new car. People are like, oh, nice new car. Way to go. You know, every single person needs to chime in. Everybody over the age of 65. Right?
Yeah, especially. Good job.
Thumbs up, a smiley face, a cry. You have to put an emoji or comment.
I did it, guys. Still haven't killed anybody. I wanted to, but I stopped myself.
On your page, I'm sure that happens, but for whatever reason, Ben brought this to my attention. I said, oh, we should do a reaction video that we talked about on the podcast of your kids watching the Dick Poop cartoon. Mm-hmm. And you bastards, not only a handful. But
what did I tell
you
ahead of time?
Yeah,
you said,
like,
watch.
No one will react to this.
I've done it a couple times just because I thought it was fun. And
what is the problem? Let's be real. Just you know what? Let Ben know. What is the problem?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see it.
I don't want to say I'm hurt. But
I almost did it with my kids just to see. Is it your kids?
Well, you couldn't get less likes. I mean, you know what's funny? It's probably God's way of saying, like, hey,
don't put your kids, like, don't use them. Don't put them out there.
You remember there was a time maybe 3 or 4 years ago where people like, oh, hey, I took a picture. I'm going to post it to Facebook or whatever. Do you mind if your kid's in the picture? Do you ever have that where a parent's like, I don't know how the parents feel about it, so I don't.
Yeah, dude, it was probably like 9 or 10 years ago, but I took a picture of my niece running around our backyard because I had like a backyard party. And one of the family members was like, oh my God, don't they know there's creeps out there? Like, how could, like, they're like mad at me. And I was like, oh, I just thought it was a, you know, party.
Didn't you think twice about it?
Yeah, there's a lot of creeps. So, dude, watch these videos. Well, the point is, if you watch these videos,
you have to tell me.
You'll see nonstop.
I find myself, I call my wife, well, me and my children call her, we call her two screens, like two chains.
Oh, Danny Two Sheets.
She sits in the recliner and watches. She turns on a show that she wants to watch.
Right.
Let's say Superstore or The Kardashians, whatever show she's watching. And then she turns the volume so she could barely hear it on the TV. And we're all subject to stare at the TV show she wants to watch. And then she flips through and full volume on her phone. We have to hear the TikToks.
With the volume up?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a special breed of not caring what anyone else thinks.
And every day we scream at her. And every day then I turn my phone up as loud as possible and I play Start Today by the Gorilla Biscuits, and me and my kids start singing a Gorilla Biscuits song over what she's doing. And then she gets super annoyed, and then we're like, but we're annoyed because what you're doing is wrong first. And it's a cycle.
It sounds like an aggro alpha routine.
Two screens. That's her nickname. But I have now also begun in my downtime. It's like when I used to play Call of Duty way back in the day. I've seen a meme like this where the sun's out and you're like, oh, I just want to check this one video. And the next thing you know, you've seen 10,000 videos.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime out.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
It's a huge time suck, but it's pretty cool for the time being. We'll see what's next.
So which is more likely? Gun to your head. You have to get the massage by Dorian, the dude. I set it up. You go. You don't get to pick the music. You don't get to pick if it's deep tissue or not. He just gets to give you the massage. It's an hour. That's that. Or you and I do a TikTok style dance video choreographed. Which one's more likely to happen?
The massage.
Yeah, I think so. At least there's some benefit to that.
You know what's funny? I was thinking the other day, but dude, you know, when we were young,
it looks like fun.
People would say, oh, you know, if you put it on the internet, it's out there forever. You can never get it back. And really what that means is, I mean, you could take whatever you want down. However, if people like it and enjoy it, they'll save it to their own hard drive and then they have it to share. But I don't feel like there's anything I've ever done that anybody's actually saved to their own computer. So, yes, in essence, it's just like when people in junior high, because as part of my job, I do, like, you know, backgrounds and stuff like that for hiring. Mm-hmm. And people are always, I remember growing up, it was like, oh, you know, this is going to be on your permanent record. It's like, you're in trouble in junior high. And they're like, you know what? This is going to follow you. It's like, nah, I'm not. Let me just tell you, it ain't. Yeah. Unless you've done something horrible. If you're just, if you got suspended or to Saturday school for fighting in junior high, you're solid. You're still on the right path. You can make it up. So.
Yeah. Well, what they mean is, like, if it's out there on the internet, it's there forever. Unless Ben's kids are in it. And then it disappears real fast.
I do think I would appreciate if people were like, hey, stop posting videos, something, give us a reaction. Well,
by them not liking it, because people
maybe
stuff on
I'll
our page
do a reaction
like,
video to your kid's reaction video, how sucky their reaction was. Because I also would say,
well, they didn't talk much.
That's what. I was like, hey, dude, could you know what a fluffer is, don't you?
You want me to get them ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You were like, just, hey, dude, take this video. So I did it, and they just kind of laughed at it.
Take this in the spirit.
They laughed when
intended.
It's a dick poop. Maybe 8 and 9 year old isn't the best for a highbrow comedy like dick poop.
It's possible.
Maybe it's not.
They were adorable though.
It's so funny because no, it really like no. I don't brag about many things, and I'm not even saying my kids are smart. But my kids, I do think they're good looking, and I put them on screen, and everyone's like, yeah, we don't care. But to be fair, it's for the best.
I put a pin moving in this, on. And I told you I was taking notes, so not moving on just yet. You said that your cats wake you up. How does a cat wake you up? Doesn't it has its own place to poop? It has its own place to eat without needing to bother you. What is the what is a cat? Is it a door shut and it can't get out?
Well,
what is I've never had a cat.
If I lock the door, they paw and scratch at the door to get in, and it makes noise.
What
because I hung the door.
I thought you're not allowed
to
lock doors.
There's probably an eighth of an inch where it wiggles, huh?
I thought you're not allowed to lock doors.
I shut them.
Okay,
my cats have not get advanced yet to turn the knobs so far. No, but then they scratch the door to get in. If I leave it open. They get in, they jump on the headboard, and they scratch their claws into it, and you hear it sounds like a scratching board, and then they jump down on your face.
Mm.
So like they literally like they fuck with you. Like
what did they do?
They claw me in the head and stuff.
And again, this is just pure ignorance on my part, but what do they do to bring you happiness?
Oh.
Thank you. That's it. We can move on.
Happiness. No, I don't know. I don't know. I guess
aside kinda... from like playing with them when they're kittens and letting your sweet daughter take a picture with it, that's about it. I don't bring the mall Santa Claus home. Okay.
No. Yeah. No. They're but they do wake me up several times a night. It's bad. And if I shut the door, they paw at it. If I open it, they attack me. No, it sucks. It sucks bad. But let's move on. I went to a party this week.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by the pizza ordering, and I told the person that ordered the pizza. They ordered it for pizza a crowd of like 20 or whatever, and I said, I give your pizza ordering a solid B. I give it a B. I don't give it an A because I think you could have done a little. I don't think there was enough meat total distributed. I think it was. But I respected that they didn't just go a pepperoni and a cheese and a sausage. That person doesn't like pizza and doesn't care about what you get. If you're ordering a pizza and you get three pizzas and you got the 12 people coming, who knows, right? The amount of people it takes to eat three pizzas. What do you order?
Okay, I only get three pizzas.
Yeah,
Well,
you're getting three like family styles.
Is there stupid kids at this event?
It's gonna be kids and adults. You got to think about this.
Well, you got to go with at least a half cheese.
I'll make it easier for you.
Okay,
the kids will stop at Little Caesars and get three crappy pizzas for them.
I do not believe in ordering cheese pizza ever. So let me just say that right.
What
up
about
front.
The Caesars? Like for the kids, because that doesn't...
No, that's fine. I'm talking about for an adult. Like grown people don't... You should not eat a cheese pizza. That's the stupidest. It's a quiche.
That's
we don't need that.
Cheese bread, yeah.
So I'm going to go with the first pizza being sausage, pepperoni, onions, and tomatoes. Okay?
Tomatoes. You had me up to the fourth topping.
Tomato chunks.
It's a waste.
Love it.
It's a waste. You had nothing but tomato on that pizza.
Then I would do not necessarily my... sausage, green peppers.
Okay.
I don't do mushrooms either. I don't like the texture personally. But I guess for other, since other people will be there, I would do a more vegetable style pizza with like, you know, maybe no meat.
Could
or half no meat. Like, you know, green peppers, red onions, tomatoes, you know, something garden style.
Okay.
But I definitely, if you order a cheese pizza, you're a butthole.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, right? If you order two cheese pizzas, I don't know.
This person didn't order any cheese pizza, and I was like, that's good. That's really good. I appreciate
it. This is
the
kind of person that ate a bologna and cheese sandwich because they wanted to.
You get a sausage and onion right off the bat.
And bologna and cheese is fine if you add mustard, but go ahead.
If you're poor. You always order a sausage and onion for sure.
Because
anyone who's just in the middle, they always like that. The dark horse candidate that people didn't know they like, but they will like, is sausage and jardiniere. Now, you get sausage and jardiniere and onion, now you're really talking.
What about the Palermo?
What is that?
Oh, man, I wish I had my...
What is that, like chunks of mozzarella or something like that?
What's the one God damn it.
Don't give me this like Caprese, like whatever. The point. Okay. And so the last one, you can have one without meat. You can have like, I would do a half without meat maybe, or even one without meat. But then you double up on the meat on the other one. But sausage and onion and or sausage and jardiniere has to be involved. Pepperoni is fine, but dude, people don't miss it. Like if you don't have pepperoni and you have, say you put like, oh, I got bacon and then veggies instead, people won't miss the pepperoni.
I hear you.
We do pepperoni just because like it's offered so often. So we go, it must be great. And it is fine. But dude, you ever get meatballs on a pizza? Meatball and onion, bro?
Yes. Okay. I just had one from Tomato Bar.
If you went to a party and they had sausage and jardiniere, meatball and onion, and then with some veggies or whatever, you tell me you wouldn't go like, who ordered this? And thank you. And has Ben done 10 minutes on your style yet? Because it makes a difference. I just, so often when people order, they just go like, order the I don't care platter for the people I don't like. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like when they do it.
I guess what about a margarita pizza?
That would be your third one. Like you've already covered meat and you've already covered like sausage. Yeah. If you want to do your third one, okay. Now you're thinking. So if the third guy who doesn't eat meat, let's not go, oh, who cares? Because I don't always want a ton of meat, right? A margarita maybe on half or a whole margarita is fine, but that's your veggie choice.
Yeah.
You do not infringe upon the rest of the pizza from here on out.
Agreed. Agreed.
You've done your piece. Now one more social thing that stuck out to me. You have any more hot pizza takes?
No.
Okay, very good. So I stopped at a brewery the other day. Real quick, in and out to do something. I was sitting there. I said, I'm going to have one beer real quick. So I'm sitting there. It was opening day. So I wanted to pop in, have a beer, and watch a little baseball. This lady comes in, and I don't know if she thought she was at a vineyard, but she got three different samples, one at each time, stuck her nose in it, swirled it. I'm not kidding. The second time she did it, because it was already on my radar so much, I looked at my watch and swirled it for 17 seconds. Swirl, swirl, swirl. And I wanted to be like, hey, man, are you aerating that thing? Like, what's going on? She swirled, sniffed, did another 4 seconds of swirl, tasted it, and then said, yeah, it's okay. And then wanted another one. Dude, I wanted to be like, tell the bartender, like, I'll pay their tab, but you have to bring them the worst beer you have and make sure, like, spill it a couple times, or extra foam it, make it crazy. But dude,
just that stuff that drips out of the fryer, the stuff on, not that drips out of the fryer, but it's on that like pipe, the corrosion on the,
well, if you brought me the crunchies from Long John's, I'd be so ecstatically
even
happy.
If you crush it up into a beer.
Yeah, the crunchy beer.
Yes,
that's like a new like a Bloody Mary. But yeah, dude, she swirled so many times, and we've gone over like craft beer snobs, and I've been guilty of being one a bit, although I used to think I was, but the world's caught up to me now. Everyone's like, a little bit of currant at the back end, and it had a nose on the front, but at the end there was a hint of I'm an asshole. You know,
I often wonder how many restaurants waiters or management think that I am a newspaper critic or like some sort of food critic, because I'm constantly the guy will put the food down and I take a picture of it real quick before it's been mutilated by my family.
Yeah.
And I was,
stop doing that.
It's funny because I was telling my wife, I go, I wonder if they're all looking that, because then you get like the extreme service. Like the guy's like every 5 seconds, hey, is it good? Anything I can help you with? And I wonder how many times they've gone back in the kitchen like, oh, that there's a guy here. He's been taking pictures of all the food. Looks like he took out his phone. Maybe he's writing some notes down or whatnot.
He's a Yelper.
Do I get something? Has there ever been a time, I'd like to know, that somebody gave me some extra special care because they thought I was somebody other than someone that just takes pictures of food?
I
don't know.
Perhaps 5 years ago, that would happen a lot more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back when it was like Yelp was people use Yelp now, but everyone also takes pictures of their food.
Now, what if you went in there and said, when the guy brought it there, said, oh, could you put it here? I'm going to take some quick pictures. I do Yelp reviews. Do you think they would go back and tell the other staff members?
Okay. Yeah. And how
would that positively or negatively affect?
Oh, positively.
Or would they be like, F this dude?
No, they'd be like, we don't want a bad Yelp review for sure.
Then we just game the system.
But if everybody makes the duck face in the photo with your food, then they will poop in it.
You know what I'm saying? We may have gamed the system, because if you said, hey, I don't know if you know me or not. I mean, obviously you'd be going out of your way a little bit, but like, or you have, like I said before, I have somebody else set it up. Like I go to the bathroom, it's like, hey dude, you know, this dude's like a, a big time Yelper, so this should be really great for your business. You know what I mean? And then you come back and you don't say boo.
You need a guy to go out in front.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm always with that fluffer.
I think you go up to the manager and you go, hey, dude, I don't want to tell you how to do business, but that guy's, he's got like 5 million followers. He's like this big like food thing. I know you guys always have good food anyways, but like.
It's like a magician.
I'm looking out for you, bro. Don't give him anything that isn't like awesome because you don't want him to roast you.
You're like a road crew.
His name is Guy Fieri.
I give you a couple of beers. You know, I say, hey, I'm going to give you $20. I need you to sit at the bar. I'll be in there in 45 minutes. I'm going to sit at a different table. And I need you to warm the bartender up, him, her, whoever. And when I walk in, be like, oh my God, dude, did you see who that is? Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're not coming in together and we ain't leaving together. I would love to see if this works.
Maybe you even bring up Yelp reviews in casual conversation. Mm. Be like, oh dude, it's just what we were talking about. Right. Like, even what is the coincidence?
Flip to my Yelp page and be like, dude, scroll through some of this stuff. I mean, it's crazy. This guy makes and breaks
I heard you guys were really good. I've hit up every brewery in town except for you guys. I go off every place this dude reviews. He's like the man when it comes to getting free stuff for his friends. Look, I mean doing reviews.
I know a lot of people hate on Yelp reviews, but understand if you just, I ask that you read my Yelp reviews and you understand that they
don't pad the stats not this week.
I didn't think about that. They're not necessarily even about the restaurant. There's a hint of that. You just have to read it for yourself. You will enjoy. I promise you that. But I often wondered about the fact that I take so many pictures of food and post them.
Have you ever gone back to a place and be like go to a tomato bar, like you've done a Yelp review already and just be like, so? Like when you sit down and just be like, so? And you're like, what would you like to order? Aren't we forgetting to talk about something?
Tomato Bar is arguably one of my favorite restaurants locally, the one here in Schererville.
Yeah.
And I did a Yelp review on it a long time ago where I gave it a negative review because we went there one day and we were like so hyped to eat pizza there. And they had a sign on the door like, hey, we're closed to retrain our staff. So I was like, bah. And I gave them
to the keyboard.
I took to the keyboard because I was like, I really wanted my meat gazer and I didn't get it. So it still stands. I still need to remove that and change and alter it. But I just need a review that's fitting.
But wouldn't that be funny though if you sat down and you were just like, you guys have anything you want to say to me? Right. And like, what do you mean? But like, I was pretty generous with my Yelp review last week. You know?
I'm not looking for anything for free, but I will take it if you're going to
offer. Like, we didn't.
My wife will definitely take whatever you have for free.
Yeah, we didn't catch the Yelp reviews. Sorry, we must have missed it. Yeah,
Well, I've told you some businesses have got reached. Like, so if you're a business and you don't know Yelp exists, you won't know that anybody reviewed you. But if you are a business, you can go on Yelp and it'll say, hey, do you want to claim ownership to this business? And then you have to do something that shows that you are the owner of this business. People could have already put 50 Yelp reviews on your business. You then join Yelp and you go, holy shit, I have all these reviews. And then you can interact. And I did a couple bad ones early on where, and I don't really do that many bad ones, but the business owner was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You had such a terrible experience. Please come in. We'll take care of it. You and your family. And I'm like, I'm not going That's in there letting I'm them know about. It was me.
Right.
Are you crazy?
Well, you could get happening. A lot from that. But
yeah, botulism.
Yeah.
Not happening.
What do you think about doing Yelps like when it warms up a little bit and people have like Kool-Aid stands and stuff? Like you stop and take a picture and just be like, I've had Crystal Light before. You're not fooling anybody, kids.
It might be. Yeah. You pull up, you take a picture of two little kids at a lemonade stand. If you don't get arrested right there, then you go to the internet. You use that picture. That might not be a bad little app idea. You put together, there was a Yelp, it didn't go anywhere, but there was an app I saw advertised where you could Yelp people.
Oh,
like
really?
It was a review. You could be like Bill, you know, and put you like Bill Smith and then Bill you could sucks. Do a Yelp review. Yeah. You could Yelp review. If that app didn't take, we should launch one.
I would love to hear.
That's right.
I would love to hear Yelp reviews for Lou Dombrowski. He brought up racism in the first 43 seconds. And I only met him for 45 seconds.
Well. I think that the Yelp reviewing everything is great. I don't care what you people say.
Lou continuously told me about how he doesn't drink and drive anymore, but he was at Olympia Lanes Tuesday getting plowed. Yeah, I don't. Dude, garage sales.
It's the season.
Yelp review for garage sales, though.
That's not a bad idea, too.
Like, dude, all they have is old stuff.
Look, I'm ready to retire. I could do this for a living. Our buddy, Daniel De La Russa, he's at garage sales every other week.
I love him.
He constantly does seem to love him. So, I mean, that would be, you tag along with him and you have your little steno pad and you write down how they doing the money. Is it a cookie jar? Do they have a till? You know, what are we doing?
Alert. Don't go to Spruce Street for the estate sale. Everything in there is used and it's all old and crappy.
It's musty.
It's all old and crappy.
There's missing pieces in that Sorry game. I already went through it. Don't buy it.
They wanted $2 for the game. I said, how about a quarter? And the lady looked at me.
I just now realized this. You have an old game, Monopoly, Sorry, Guess Who, some of the old classics, you know, Boggle, whatever it is.
Stratego.
I don't think people realize that, and you know, you go to a garage sale and you're like, oh, this person has Monopoly, or all the pieces there, you know, this person has Connect Four, probably not all the pieces, and they're selling it for a quarter. A lot of times myself, my wife, my mom growing up is like, you know, you have a game, you realize you go to play it, Clue, the Colonel Mustard card is missing. They no longer have it. Well, this game's a piece of shit. We can't use it for anything.
My kid's got a giant $50 Lego set. We're missing three pieces. Can't do it now.
But what if you went garage sailing like one of my favorite movies, My Bodyguard, where they went around looking for that one piece for the motorcycle.
Right.
And you go, look, I can't play my Monopoly because like half the $500 bills are missing. And you just go and you tell the lady, I'll pay the quarter. I don't care if everything's missing. I just need the $500 bills. And then you do a garage sale or you start up a YouTube page and you piece it out like you were selling a car, like you were salvaging a car.
Or if you're really...
Game, board game salvage.
It's good. Or you can add, if you're really predatory and want to put other garage sales out of business... You do it like, you know, those, like, you ever see those trucks where people that don't have bank accounts can just cash their checks in them?
Yes.
Like warehouse workers that they don't have whatever they need to get bank accounts. So they're like, we'll give you your $600, but it's going to cost you $60.
Right.
You go around to each garage sale and you find out what they're missing. After you've collected said pieces, you go, hey, that lady's selling Stratego for $3, but... For a dollar extra, I have the piece here. You know what I mean? Idea. So you start hawking their business.
Or you go and you look at their game and you sneak a couple pieces out and you go, I was going to buy the Stratego.
Oh, it looks my like, God.
It looks like you're missing two generals. I mean, we can go through it. I mean, you have it priced at $2. If I could get it for a quarter, I mean, it's pretty much garbage. And I know you'd feel unethical about selling it without the pieces.
Are you talking about just straight up stealing their pieces?
No, you would have the pieces in your pocket. They wouldn't know that.
Well, that's okay.
It's basically equivalent.
That is really dirty.
It's
pool.
It's basically equivalent to price tag switching, right? At Target.
Did you ever do that at Village Discount? Absolutely. You probably never went to Village Discount,
yeah,
did you?
Absolutely.
You went to Village?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you were like punk rock or whatever. That might have worked.
I mean, it worked.
That might have worked. We used to go there because
I didn't realize how disgusting people's armpits were and how. When your shirt has a certain amount of wear and tear, you can do everything in your power. You're never get put a steamer because I steamer iron my shirts every day. Mm-hmm. If you steam the armpit of an undershirt that you've had for it becomes hard like a piece of cardboard. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah. So somebody's old work shirt, Stu or Harvey.
Yeah.
Their old work shirt. You know?
Yeah. Hey, Paul, the mechanic. We used to. Do you want to talk about like feeling poor? Grunge was cool, so we would go to the Village Discount, which was in Hessville, of course, and I would want a pair of corduroys because that was cool for a second, so I could hacky sack, right? So I'd want a pair of corduroys, but the corduroys were like $350, and I'd be like, no.
Gotta have that sound of your thighs rubbing together when you're doing the jester.
Yeah, zip, zip, zip. I was like, no, these need to be 80 cents so I can have them. So if you have a little, what's that little alligator bite chomp chomp that takes staples out?
Yeah.
It's an staple room.
Bite, chop chop staple remover.
That's what I knew it had alligator in it. So you take that and then you take it out. Not me, but somebody could. Somebody right. wanted to. I knew a guy who did. Take it off and then just restaple the. It's just a green piece of paper that says right. like 80 cents. So you're like, the guy's like, you have 14 pairs of pants and 6 mechanic shirts.
Are you like, sure you this guys is, priced them? Not
you
my
sure this is $6? Like, yeah, you guys are.
Yeah,
giving them away for a song and a dance.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't believe it either, and I wouldn't have bought them, but I saw this great deal, and I didn't want to pass it up.
Yeah, I don't even need that guy's old underwear, but hey, what's a quarter, I said to myself.
I don't know, man. I understand the need for it, and but for people who have money to go to secondhand stores, especially ones that aren't, you know, for charitable purposes, ones that are like just making money off of it, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a little grimy.
Oh, dude, last social graces thing, okay? Speaking of grimy.
That's what this is based on.
My wife told me to write this. She told me to write something down. Mm-hmm. She never says, but she's like, hey, write that down for... Well, actually, she said, for your little podcast, I believe is how she worded it. She was, write that down for your little podcast. I go, what? We went to Whole Foods to get some stuff to eat. And I guess they're real scary about the vid over there, right? Mm-hmm. The corona. So they used to have the most wonderful hot bar. They got all this food in their buffet. You grab. I would eat hot lunch there all the time. Just catch can. My daughter really likes their macaroni and cheese. So I get a box, start scooping the macaroni and cheese for her. I, right next to it, they had General Tso's chicken, but it wasn't chicken. It was tofu. Mm-hmm. General Tso's tofu. I like General Tso's flavor. So I wondered to myself, what does that tofu, does it taste? I don't like tofu, but will it be good?
They don't have the little tasting spoons?
No. Especially, dude, you're supposed to get in a line. You're supposed to put a glove on. I already didn't get in line. I already didn't put a glove on. So I'm just throwing stuff in the box. And I was like, yeah. So I just reach in and I grab the piece I want and I eat it. If you want to charge me a quarter, we can do that, right? But I eat
no,
it.
No, they have to throw away the entire vat.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, but they didn't, though. But so my wife sees me do this. She's like, what are you doing? And I go, what? It's just one piece. She goes, yeah, but they clearly have all these precautions set up for the buffet. They want you to wear gloves, and you just grabbed a piece of food from the buffet. We got a couple of listeners that go to Whole Foods that are probably done going there now. But I didn't even think twice. But I was like, what? To me, all I was like is, hey, I want to try this one piece of tofu. By the way, delicious.
That whole trend of ice cream licking, those people wanted to do the same thing.
Yeah, they did. It was be so good.
It's fine. So if you videotaped yourself doing it, you'd probably have a million TikTok followers. See?
Yeah, but if my kids did it, nobody would care.
Yeah, but no. If you did it. Right. And then you could even behind the scenes pay for it and then be like, nah, my TikTok video could be like, I didn't pay for it.
So the lady swirling her glass, mm-hmm. I was like, this lady's outrageous. How rude. She needs to be locked up. What's wrong with her? Put her in a cage. We don't need any more people like her. But then I just reach my grimy hand into the buffet at Whole Foods and start chomping away. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the big deal?
Huh. It wouldn't have been if you would have washed your hands after you went to the bathroom.
Well, okay, how many steps do I got to take now? You guys are getting so picky.
What do you think about people calling them? Okay, perfect example. I don't know what it is, but every other profession, if you are a construction worker, if you're a painter, you call yourself a painter. Yeah, I'm a painter. What does that mean? Well, if I said I'm a painter, someone would say, oh, well, do you paint walls in new construction or existing construction?
No, you build bridges your whole life, you know?
Or do you paint murals? What does it mean to be a painter? But no matter which category you choose, if you describe yourself as a painter, that is something that you do, right? Like, oh, that's what I am. Someone goes like, oh, this is a buddy of mine, Ben. He's a painter.
That's your trade.
This is my other buddy, Jim. He's a banker. This is my buddy, Steve. You know, he is an iron worker.
Yeah. This is my buddy, Ben. He goes to Village Discount and
swaps tags. Those terms are very appropriate. Now, you like playing baseball. And maybe, or let's just say basketball. You like playing pickup basketball for the sake of this argument. I would never introduce you. Hey, this is my buddy, Ben. He plays, he's a basketball player, right? You get where I'm going with this? You like bowling. I would say that you work at the forklift factory before I introduced you as a bowler, because that's something you do for fun. You're not a bowler. You bowl.
So you think that the characteristics should go to your place of employment?
The only time you are a bowler is if you make money bowling or you bowl professionally. You know what I mean? If that's your get-down.
What you do for a
trade. If that is not what you do, someone could say, oh, you know, hey, this is Ben. He works at the box factory. You know what? You like bowling. He likes bowling. I thought you guys might have an opportunity to have a conversation. Hey, this is Steve. He likes, you know, whatever the case.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, the one category and I put myself, this is why I do this. This is because of me. I put this category, musician, okay? I will get in a conversation and someone will say, what do you think about this? And I'll go, well, as a musician, I feel, I believe a real musician should be like, okay, I posted a, this is off the beaten, it's going to get back to it. But I posted a video of a young lady playing a drum piece to Tom Sawyer. And as you know, and anybody who doesn't know, there's this guy, Joe Marinaro, who is a listener of the podcast, fan, friend. And he just loves to shit on everything. So I am never one of these people that doesn't post because I know it's going to happen, right? Whenever his head comes above water, he probably spends a day going like, I'm pooping on this, I'm pooping on that. And then he probably smiles to himself and whatever. I'm tired of doing this thing where I go, I thought it was interesting that a young lady was able to play this Neil Peart drum piece so proficiently. And his response was, everybody knows that song. Every 12-year-old girl can play that song on, you know, it's nothing. I mean, it's just.
Oh, they can though?
So I fired back, you're silly. Okay. I'm not gonna get into the debate. This isn't about Joe. What this is about is somebody says to me, I post a person playing a riff, a 12-year-old person playing some Tom Sawyer, and I immediately have to defend, and I go right into this mode, which most people do. If you play an instrument, you go, yeah, but the thing is I don't like Rush either. This isn't specific to Rush. I don't like Rush either, but you do have to appreciate that individually, they're all amazing musicians. They are each a master of their own instrument.
But it's not about whether you like that band. That's not the point, right?
Dave Matthews, John Mayer. I can go on and on. I mean, John Mayer is arguably one of the best guitar players out there.
He's really good.
He's great. But
there's people on YouTube that are guitar virtuosos that go, they'll play like 10 hardest songs, and John Mayer's on that list so often.
With that, you'll have every time I'll have a video of I'll be astonished when I see a young person or even a person my own age playing some crazy riff. And I'll be like, wow, that's really great. And it's funny because I always end up defending myself saying, it's not about the piece of music necessarily. It's about the fact that I've been working at this for so long. And when I say working at it, I mean, I don't take lessons. I'm just sort of learning as I go because I enjoy playing, but I consider myself a musician to myself. But I would be embarrassed if somebody said, oh, you know, Dave plays guitar, and somebody goes, you play guitar. I'd go, well, I would then immediately fall back and go, I noodle.
I play a show. I'm playing a show tonight. I play all the time, and I would do the same thing because I've always been.
But good.
I sing and I play rhythm, dude. So if someone goes like, "Oh, do you know this crazy lick?" I'm like, "Chances are, no."
What I'm saying is that's good, and you're being humble. Probably accurate, but you're being humble.
Yeah, it's accurate.
A lot of people would be like, "Well, you know, I'm a musician," and I just think it's unfair to musicians. For everybody who has played an oboe at some point in their life or the recorder or whatever, or dabbles around on their, you know, a drum kit that they have in their basement to call themselves a drummer. You're not a drummer. You're not a drummer. A drummer is someone who makes money playing drums. A drummer is someone, if you're in school, if you're in college, if you're at conservatory, if you've gotten a, you know what I mean? It sort of bothers
me. You have drums and you play them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're a drummer.
Right. And maybe I'm crazy, but I just got so
how about this though? If you're in a band that plays, even if you're in a bad band, you are a drummer because you're doing it.
Somebody asked. Yes, I agree. Somebody asked. There's so many levels to it.
You could also say I'm a pretty bad drummer.
Somebody asked me, "Are you a bass player? Aren't you a bass player?" And I said, "Well, I have a bass and I play bass, but if I was given the choice, I would say that I spend more time playing guitar, so I would say I'm a guitar player." And then they said, well, isn't it pretty much the same thing? Absolutely not. And then I went, well, here's the thing. To a musician, no, it's not the same thing because there is a bass player who can follow along just playing the note, single notes, and then there's Les Claypool. So I just wanted to ask you or point out to everyone or you or whoever just brought it up. I was thinking to myself I constantly say this, I catch myself saying it all the time. I'm like, well, I mean, it just as a musician, I think I appreciate it differently than you. I don't have to like the Grateful Dead. In fact, I'm not a fan. But dude, they can play. there are some major players in that group,
yeah.
You know, but I just thought it was funny. This all started with Joe because I, again, was trying
I didn't see any of this.
I don't appreciate a lot, but I saw this and I felt compelled to post it. And then I was like, should I take it down? Is that something that, should I share someone else's thing on mine? Cause it's not me, it's somebody else. Should I just put it on my story? There's so many rules to this, but point being, do you consider yourself a musician? You do get paid.
I do, but only because I do it in front of a live audience.
Okay.
A semi often. You know what I mean? I don't consider myself a good musician because a good musician knows, you know, all of his, you know, all knows the keys in and out and knows all the modes and knows all the scales. And a good musician can
pick. I didn't ask you if you consider yourself a good one.
Well, but I'm saying that's a big difference because a good musician can pick up. Five good musicians can pick up not knowing each other. Five musicians can pick up not knowing each other at all and pick up and go, oh, key of A, we're doing blah, blah, and just get down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's my thing.
So I think just like most people, you would probably say, yes, I'm a musician, depending on who your audience was. If all of a sudden now you're standing next to somebody who's like, yeah, this is my husband. You know, he tours around with, you know, he's a hired gun for, let's just, Ozzy's band.
Yep.
And then they were like, oh, Ben's a musician too. Wouldn't you immediately be like, wow. Yeah.
Immediately.
Right.
I would be.
How many douches are out there going like, yeah, I mean, we're both musicians.
I would retreat back quicker than if I had to shower with like the NBA All-Star team. I'd be like, I'm just going to keep biting my shirt until I get this towel on. You know what I mean? It would be the exact same thing. I'd be like, we're all men here, but I mean. You know, some of us are more men than others. That's kind of how that would be.
Yeah, it just really, Joe, you really annoyed me. I laughed at it in my head, and I was like, I almost knew when I put it out there. I was like, and it, not because of
but
Joe.
But does every 12-year-old know how to play any song? Or
it does not matter. Everybody do this for me. Everybody post a video. I don't care who it is, either somebody else playing or themselves playing. Post a Rush video to your social media, to your Facebook page, and put no context. Post. I guarantee you somebody will feel compelled. They probably someone who's never said anything to you, does never comments on anything you say, just like the roast beef argument.
Post my kids playing a Rush song.
And somebody will pop up and go, Rush sucks. I hate Rush.
They're the most controversial. Like they're so split.
Nickelback or Rush? Who's more controversial?
Rush for sure. Because hardly anybody speaks up and goes, "Yeah, I love Nickelback." But people go, "I love Rush. That's one of my favorite bands." And the same comment thread will have
the most polarizing band ever.
I guess that'd be a better word. Yeah, they're more. They split people down the middle.
Why?
Because of the vocals. 100% for sure.
It's all
that's
Geddy
why.
Lee.
All Geddy Lee. All Geddy Lee. Nobody goes, that guitar is not good. Nobody ever goes like, I don't care for that rhythm or that the drummer. No one ever. What you hear is, I can't stand that guy's voice.
Do you think the guys, I don't know if you
imagine if they would have
been
got
in a situation
like,
having been in bands before where you're like, man, I wish that guy wasn't the singer.
Oh yeah.
But I'm already in this and what can we do? I like being in a band. Do you think the guys in the band were like, bro, is there a way we could tell Geddy like, bro, you slay. You slay it on bass.
You know what like we'd like you to focus on more and just 100% with all your effort is
I was trying to think of a Canadian vocalist that would have been around the same time whose band dissolved were in my scenario where, you know, Neil Peart was like, do you think that maybe we could reach out to a, I know I don't think he's Canadian, but like a Lindsey Buckingham. I know he's available right now. And see, maybe he wants to step up.
They could have gotten one of the guys from Bread.
I feel that it's the music, like I said, I could appreciate it. I don't know if it's getting
everybody
Lee. I don't
knows
know what
the
it
music
is.
Rocks.
It's just, I don't know that. They're one of those bands that most people only know like their top 3 to 4 songs.
Now I'm trying to think of acts now where the vocals are so good that you don't care about the music at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Ozzy's got such a distinct thing, but the music was also great too.
But are Ozzy's vocals great or is it just like you're saying distinct? Like you
distinct.
Hear it and you're like, oh, that's Ozzy.
Distinct. Nobody's ever like listened to that wonderful melodic tone of Ozzy Osbourne. I don't think that happens.
It is pretty great though. I mean, he's not bad. Isn't it weird?
Well, but it's very like, dude.
It, I just saw a documentary on one of my favorite groups, the Go-Go's. And, you know, when they started out, like, none of them really played music. Well, none of them. Belinda sure didn't. She was just like, you know, she was the bass player in the Germs. And she's like, oh, I want to get in a girl band. And then she's a damn good singer. It's like, where do these people come from? It wasn't even like she was like, I sang a lot and then I decided I wanted to be in a band and I looked for people to put together. It's like a bunch of people were kicking around and like, we should start a band. And it's like, she has one of the most iconic voices of the 1980s.
Well, it's been tried and true that it's not about like how well you sing. It's about how much people like it.
Yeah, but
she sings
well. It's the same
as like, we talk about these stupid videos. I know, but like, Ozzy doesn't so much sing great. People just like it.
Well, he's not Pavarotti.
Everyone just agrees that they hate Geddy Lee singing. So even the people that love Rush just go like, yeah, his vocals are a little whatever, but it still rocks, bro.
I don't like Rush. I'm not a fan of Rush. I don't hate Rush. I'm Switzerland when it comes to Rush. But I would ask if everybody listened to some Rush this week and then reach out and tell me why you hate Rush. Is it Geddy Lee? I want to know.
Yes.
You say that. I don't know what it is.
I'm not
necessarily annoyed by. Dude. I think Geddy Lee's voice is perfect for Rush.
You know who I just talked to before the show?
Geddy Lee.
Everybody, dude. And they all said the same thing. They all were like, yeah, it's because of Geddy Lee.
Well, either way, this girl was. Go to my Instagram page and check this young lady out. I have the utmost respect for anybody who plays a musical instrument and is more than half my age, young, you know, half younger than me. And is 25 times better than
I don't know anything
it's
about
so
the
Go-Go's. Annoying. It's so annoying. You do.
They're
you
pretty great,
have,
huh?
You just have to, they have so many radio hits that if you went through their
But I'm the library, same with like Susie and the Banshees and stuff. Like, I don't really know stuff.
I don't think they have any radio hits.
No.
No. That's Dude, okay. maybe XRT, but.
Since we're doing a stream of consciousness, we posted on the Hey My Man podcast website. Mm-hmm. Your wife actually posted in Computero. Here, AI software wrote a new Nirvana song. This was the worst thing.
What did you just say? I don't know what those words mean together.
It's a WW Google. No, it says it's a play on words in utero. It put in Computero. Article, man. Anyways, it says here's how AI software wrote a new Nirvana song. They basically had AI listen to a bunch of Nirvana and crunch his songwriting style, his lyrical style, his melodic style, his harmony style, all these things together, and they wrote a song without him being alive. And I wasn't 100% sure, because I'm a bad reader, if they got this guy who does a Nirvana tribute band, they might have gotten him to do the vocals. So other than the vocals, the work of Nirvana tribute band frontman Eric Hogan, the song's creators say nearly everything on the song, from the turns of phrase to the reckless guitar performance, is the work of their computers.
I won't listen. Don't listen to this, people.
Well, here's the thing.
Go back.
This is the worst thing that happened to me this week.
Yeah. It's the worst
thing. And my dad died again.
It's the worst thing that happened to all of us. And I'll let you finish, but I'm going to put a pin in this. We'll circle back.
Okay.
Go ahead. Finish what you were going to say. It was the worst thing that happened to you.
The tune titled Drowned in the Sun is part of Lost Tapes of the 27 Club, a project featuring songs written and mostly performed by machines in the styles of other musicians who died at 27. As you know, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, Amy Winehouse. Each track is the result of AI programs analyzing up to 30 songs by each artist and granularly studying the track's vocal melodies, blah, 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 blah. So they wrote a song that was supposed to be like Nirvana, and I can't even explain it, dude. It did something to me. It took one of my favorite, most, one of the most like emotional parts of my nostalgia that meant the most to me. And it just put it in a blender and spat it out. And like, it was like a Black Mirror episode. I was like, I made it about 45 seconds. And I was like, for real, dude, fuck this song.
Like, because you're like, it's so good. It's so on money.
No, it was like a copy of it was like Nirvana with no soul.
Look
it. It sounded like Nirvana by a computer.
This is a black-eyed version, black-eyed, no soul version of Resist the Machines, people. Don't click on this. Don't give this any credence. Turn your back to it. Because you know what? If we don't even, we went for, you know, music, the music industry for a while was saying oh, this is popular. We're going to generate 700. We're going to pay every band that sounds somewhat like this in the 90s.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a million bands, and we're going to do everything we can to destroy this type of music, get as much money out of it as we possibly can until it was over. And then the new thing started, and so on and so on. And now the music industry is, this is who's behind it. They figured out a new way to use AI to destroy independent music by taking computers who run algorithms and create music based on the other music of other people. And it's insane. This is what I've been saying all along. You guys want to laugh about this whole AI takeover, but this is crazy. This is worse to me.
Everybody acknowledges it by now.
This is far worse than deepfakes. It's far worse, maybe not, but it's far worse than machines communicating with each other to take over the world. This is the beginning.
I would rather do a TikTok dance and record it and share it with all of you than hear the rest of this song.
I mean, I am interested in hearing it, but I will not. I will not.
Dude, it was all of the sadness and depressing weird parts of his music without like the beauty under it. I know it's cheesy, but like that's the way it felt to me when I heard it. And somehow it's still better than Cardi B.
Well, I need you guys to... I laid out a bunch of different homework assignments and told you to do a bunch of things. The top of that is not listening to this Nirvana track or fake Nirvana
sure
track.
The synth.
I did not, again, get around to talking about how me and my wife saw Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé. I meant to speak about it.
Yeah.
This won't be like the Burbs. I will get around to talking about it. We just ran out of time. And I also wanted to talk about, I got a new MIDI keyboard, and I'm here in the Beat Laboratory making up. That's somebody else's thing, but I used it just because it came to my mind. I said synthetic music, and I was corrected by Harvey Woodlong, and he said, there's no such thing as synthetic music. There's either music or it's not music. There's no such thing as synthetic. Synth. I get it. You know what? I was being kitschy. I'm just saying.
I
got a keyboard. I got beats. Shit's about to go down.
You got fat beats, dude.
Thank you.
Super fat.
We will see you next time. Later.